Zvachim Perek Zayin Mishnah Base. Now we talk about the requirements for the Ola Sa'of, and again, basically that means it has to be slaughtered properly with Malika, severing both of the Samanim, head removed, and that's done on the ramp, or on the Sovev, I should say, on the Sovev of the altar. And then the blood has to be applied properly, which again is going to be above the Chutasikra there, on the southeast corners where it's normally done. And of course, unlike the Chata Sa'of, if it's done Shlo Lishma, meaning if the Ola is done having in mind that it's a Chata Sa'of, either the Malika or the Mitzvah, the applying of the blood, it's not actually going to make it puzzle, just that the owners don't get credit. And that's the Mishnah says inside. It says, Ola Sa'of Sha'asa Lamala. If you do the Ola Sa'of where it belongs, up top, on the altar, Kema'asa Ola, and you do it properly like an Ola, severing both of the Samanim, removing the head, L'shem Ola, and you have the proper korban in mind, the Ola, so then Kshera, of course, that's how it should be done, and therefore it's kosher. But if Kema'asa Ola L'shem Chatas, if you do it properly, but you have in mind a Chatas, then that's Kshera, like we said, it will be not invalid, Ubilvad, however, Shlo also Labalim, the person who was required to bring this Ola Sa'of, let's say she was the Zava, so she doesn't get credit, she has to bring a new Ola Sa'of. Kema'asa Chatas, if he performs the offering of the Ola as if it were a Chatas, meaning he severs just one simon and the like, L'shem Ola, and yet he does it for the right, with only thinking Ola, that doesn't help. Kema'asa Chatas L'shem Chatas, and certainly if he does it as a Chatas is meant to be offered, but it's really an Ola, and he has a mind it's a Chatas, that certainly doesn't help. In that case, it's Psula, it's not going to be kosher. Asala Mata, if he does everything, meaning the Malika is done as an Ola should be, and it has in mind that it should be an Ola, everything good, but if Asan Lamata, if the blood is applied, or for that matter, the Malika is done on the below the Chuta Sikra, the Mitzui is done, or the Malika is done on the ground, not on the Mizbeach, then Kamasa Kulam, that's no different than any other Psul, meaning it's the same as if, for example, a person didn't sever both Samanim, Psula, it's totally puzzle.